Well, happy Independence Day to all. I took the liberty of Independence Day today not shaving. So, you know, in the military, we gotta shave every day and making sure that our face is feeling like baby's butt, right? So, but since it's Independence Day and I'm not on duty today, so I can not have to shave. So that's good. But one day, make it better, right? So what do we celebrate for Independence Day? Independence from the thoughts of men or independence from God? I think oftentimes we forget that our founding fathers have witnessed the chaos and the things that have resulted from the French Revolution, where for the sake of revolution, they overturned the old system, but in turn become a new dictatorship within themselves. And within the French Revolution itself had caused so many division, so many ruptured, and so many death in between, that when they got together to found America, they see the result of that at learned men. That's why they created a system of check and balance, so that we are no longer being dependent on a set of system of government, but dependent on God. That's why in the independence, the article of our the independence, our founding fathers were very clear that there are inherent rights and dignity created by the Creator that cannot be robbed away, cannot be defined, or cannot be somehow dependent on what our government have said. That dignity, that right, our self-worth, it not be defined by anyone else but the Creator Himself. Our founding fathers known that. And they said that in that very core document for us to see. But yet, nowadays, we want independence from everything to live, quote unquote, the best version of our life. But what did that look like? So anything and everything that stand as obstacle to us becoming the best version of our life become our enemies, including God Himself. We have become self-serving. And we have become more pitiful each day because we think that I gotta have freedom at all cost, and anyone stand in my way are my enemies. But at the end of the day, even the people who want total freedom at all cost, what would that bring? Anarchy. Anarchy, right? If we get total freedom in doing whatever we want, anarchy happen. Why do you think there's a stop sign outside of the church? So that you don't be stupid and run. You think that I'm free, YOLO, I can do whatever I want. You think everybody doing that without stopping will somehow make the world better? No. For a society to exist, there need to be certain laws already. Laws for the greater good, not just for our own good. But these laws need to be much more than what we think for them to be, for us to be self-serving, only to serve our needs. These laws need to be a reflection of natural, divine, and eternal laws. Unfortunately, we have created God as an obstacle, as an enemy of our freedom. And we seek independence from Him. And ultimately, our society have caused us to be enslaved and dependent to politics, to the things of this world, and consumerism. Consumerism had destroyed us deep from within. Why? Because the consumers will end up being consumed by the very products they created. Think about that. Consumerism makes us into objects of desires and objects to be used as long as we're in control. And this is where chaos happens. This is where false tolerance, equality, and whatever political correctness is going to come in make things sound so nice. But at the end of the day, it's all the battle of the will. And whoever had the most influence, whoever had the most popular opinion, whoever had the ears, win. And we chase after sophistry. We chase after the things that sound nice, but we have no value, no foundation, no depth, and no life-giving principles at all. We have no morals because we have sought independence from the very person who have given us life, our Creator. So as we, as Catholics, celebrate Independence Day today, recall back to the gospel reading. The gospel reading today is kind of like a reference to Genesis. When God created the whole world, He brought chaos into order. And it's what the Holy Spirit that brought everything, that the Spirit of God, fly over the chaos and bring everything into order. And Jesus today, in the chaos of the sea, in the chaos of the sea, woke up, rebuked the sea, and the sea was calm. He brought back order. Only God can bring order to society, order in our own life, order in our relationship, order in order for us to know our priorities, know where we're going. So, why do we celebrate Independence Day? I'm grateful for America. Because without America, I don't think I would be a priest today. And I don't think I would enjoy this much freedom, you know. But America needs to depend on God. Instead of seeking its dependency from anything and everything. So, pray for America. Don't bow down to the games of politics, to the cheapened games of like, oh, that makes everything feel nice, and waste our time talking about things as if like we are the Creator. We are God. Depend on God, seek God, and let Him guide our way and help us to know that ultimately, America, even though wonderful and beautiful, is not our final destination. Our final destination is the heavenly homeland, where He's waiting for us, where our heart belongs, and where we will spend not just 200 years, not just 1,000 years, not just 1,000,000 years, but all eternity with the One who created us, gave us being, and loved us, and call us toward Himself.